Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just want to get right to it. No frills, no setup needed, because Ron Layton is definitely one of Marty's, Brock's, and my favorite people to talk to. Ron, how are you, my dear?
Wendy, good afternoon. Thanks for having me back on KDKA.
Oh, I love hearing your voice. And for folks who are new to the show, new to hearing your voice, you are a very intriguing man. 26 years, yes, in the Secret Service?
26 years in the Secret Service, 10 supervisory assignments. I finished as a Deputy Assistant Director in charge of protective operations.
So the thing that interests me most about this time of year, we're going to see the president. He's going to be doing a lot of travel. This is when it really starts to heat up. And, you know, Brock and I were talking. It would probably make the average person's face melt off to think about what Secret Service goes through to just get the president mobile. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it is. It's a massive undertaking that most people would have no appreciation for. And that's by design. The Secret Service is an organization that always wants to work quietly and professionally. But the overarching idea is that every capability that the president has at the White House must be available on the road, whether he's in Pittsburgh, Cleveland, or overseas. And some things are quite serious, things like access to the nuclear codes, medical care if he's not feeling well. There's always a doctor within 50 feet of him. And obviously things like immediate transportation by car, by helicopter, or by Air Force One. But the point is that the Secret Service has a significant role in all of those particular functions.
So when you're talking about the president getting mobile, how many Secret Service agents are involved, and how long do you prepare in advance of that trip?
So here's what happens. The Secret Service, the president is protected by a group of patriotic men and women from the Presidential Protective Division. It is the crown jewel of the organization. So if there was a visit to Pittsburgh, you would find out that the White House would make a call to the agent in charge of the Pittsburgh field office. It's 7 days in preparation, and we would send massive amounts of personnel to work in conjunction with the Pittsburgh field office, things that you wouldn't expect. Now, you might not think about it, but the president has his own personal SWAT team. It's called the counter-assault team, but the counter-assault team members would show up. The counter-sniper team members would show up. The airspace branch would show up. Those are the folks that make sure that the Secret Service has the authority to put up restricted airspace wherever the president happens to be located, anywhere in the world. The transportation team would show up. And that's a really interesting component of things, because they're the ones that bring this thing called the beast. That's the car. And if you think about how we would get those cars all over the place, that car would be transported to Pittsburgh via a C-17 aircraft. It is a massive vehicle. This line of the beast is a new iteration. It's brand new. And the truth is, it's not really a car. It's a tank with Cadillac skin. And while the numbers are classified on the particulars of the car, it is the most capable vehicle in the world. The doors are in excess of 300 pounds apiece, way in excess.
Unbelievable. So you're telling me it takes you guys a week for like an hour-long visit to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it takes a week primarily because of all of those things that I said at the beginning of the piece. So think about things like communications. I mean, right now the nation is going through a bit of a turbulent time with Iran. Well, if the president needed to communicate with a foreign leader, he needs, you know, all of that satellite gear. It's not like you're making a cell phone like call like I am now. That call has to be secure. It has to be, the connection has to be done in such a way that you can't hack or steal the data. Well, the Secret Service facilitates all those things. And those things don't spin up immediately. We would need about a week to make sure that we retest, have our initial plans in place, our backup plans, and then, of course, backups to that. And it's things like we bring backup cars, we bring mechanics. There's even a backup Air Force One that most folks don't think about.
What is the coolest thing that people don't know about traveling with the president?
You know, that is such a, you know, I remember the first time I was on Air Force One, I was nervous, but of course trying to act like I'm not nervous. I had breakfast on the plane, and actually I didn't eat anything because I was so nervous. I got off at the end of the day, and in 2 days I got a bill from the Air Force for something that I didn't eat. Now, I don't know how cool that is, but I remember telling my mom that they charged me, and she was just beside herself. And the point is that you are not a guest. You are working that day. So it's little idiosyncratic things that you wouldn't imagine. I was on the secret trip with George Bush to Iraq when the guy threw the shoes. That's moving the president around the world, and you can't tell anybody. So that was probably the most challenging and the coolest trip that I was on in my tenure.
I love it. And Brock just said this in my ear, and it's correct. So you are supposed to take a bullet for the president of the United States, but you have to pay for your own breakfast. I absolutely love I love Ron Layton. You are my hero, and I know I'm going to be seeing you here soon. I think we should have an hour with Ron Layton every week because I think our ratings would go through the roof. You know we love you to death, and I love the inside scoop, my man. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks to Katie Kay. Thanks, Wendy.
Take good care, my friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.